Good morning, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Mac City Morning Show. I am your host, Elliot Pierre, and we're going to start this episode off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend it with us truly does mean the world to me, so thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
How's it going, you guys? It's Jake White, JJW, coming at you from Norrell Toyota in Fort McMurray. Just wanted to say hi and come on down, check the place out.
Hi, my name's Richard. I'm the service manager here at Norrell Toyota.
Hi there, I'm Adam. I'm here at Norrell Toyota. I'm a product advisor.
Hi, I'm Cass. I'm the appointment coordinator. Happy to help you.
Hey, it's Keith Simpson here. I'm the general manager of Norrell Toyota, soon to be Fort McMurray Toyota. Pretty excited for our new dealership. As you've seen, you met all my staff. These guys are all my family. We're here to take care of you. Come on down and be part of our family.
And we are back. Big shout out to Norrell Toyota, our title sponsor for today's episode. Do appreciate your ongoing support. As you can tell, we are not at the studio. We are at Father Patrick Mercury High School promoting Santa's Anonymous. Now, as you guys know, I don't introduce my guests because they can do a better job at that than myself. So, sir, can you please tell everybody at home who you are and what you're about?
My name is Maximus Ramirez. I'm a grade 12 student at Father Merck and an assistant head leader with Santa's Anonymous.
Okay. What grade are you in?
Grade 12.
Grade 12, last year?
Yeah, last year.
Okay. I'll get to your future plans later on in the show, but first and foremost, how long have you been involved with Santa's Anonymous?
Actually, this is only my second year. Last year was my first year involved with Santa's Anonymous.
Okay, and what were you doing last year?
I was a part of the toys team. I was one of the leaders, and I just helped packing the toys and unloading them.
What kind of toys are we talking? Boys' toys, girls' toys, little, old?
Everything. Yeah. All the toys, from babies all the way up to teens.
Okay. What's a memorable toy in your collection, and do you still have it?
I guess when I was born, I got a teddy bear from my grandparents, and I've kept that my entire life. So.
Nice! Yeah. You got a nickname for it?
No, just the bear.
Just the bear.
Yeah, he's just the bear.
My little guy has a puppy that I gave him, and like a stuffed puppy, and he just calls him puppy. And then, his ride or die. We go nowhere without that. And I thought as he got older, he'd just be like, no, I'm cool with that. But no, he's just like, you better bring puppy. So, all right. So this year, Santa's Anonymous, what's your position?
I'm assistant head leader.
And so what does that mean?
Basically, I'm just involved with pretty much everything that goes on.
Okay. So you got to show up to all these events?
Yeah, most of them, yeah.
Yeah? Which one are you most excited about going to check out?
I think I'm most excited for the teddy bear toss at center fire during the hockey games. It's just such a great atmosphere to be around. And
I don't like that at all.
So listen, the reason that me and Tanner both looked at each other there is because we literally had this discussion maybe a week ago in regards to that arena has been called different things over the years, different sponsors. And now it's called, what did you call it?
Center Fire.
Center Fire. Yeah. And so I was just like, I would never know, who calls it that? You're the first person that I've heard. Hey, Center Fire, there you go. There's some shine for you. Yeah. Tanner called it the Kasman. But I grew up, it was just Thickwood Arena. Oh, so really? That was just Thickwood. It had no sponsors. So anyways, Teddy Bear Toss. Why is that your go-to jam in regards to the events?
I just love the atmosphere, just being with all the people involved with Santa's Anonymous and, just watching the game and going to pick up all the teddy bears after. It's just, it's just a fun, fun place to be at.
Okay. So I went to Father Merck. I think it's the best high school in town. Yeah. Tanner disagrees. He went to comp, but that's okay. We all make mistakes.
Yeah, some of us go to Merck.
Yeah, there you go. Out of all of the high schools you could have picked to go to, why did you pick Father Merck?
Well, it's because my brother went here. So, and I had known that they were a pretty good, well-known sports school.
Okay.
And, that's such a big value to me. So that was the main reason I chose to go to Father Merck.
What sports are you active in?
I play football and basketball. And,
What position in basketball?
I'm just a forward.
Okay. What position in football?
I'm a running back.
Okay. Yeah. And so you're playing this year, grade 12?
Yeah.
Senior ball on both?
Yeah, for both, yeah.
Okay. How are you guys looking?
We're pretty good. Last year in basketball, we actually made provincials. And this year in football, we are looking to make a provincial run as well.
Okay. Wow. That's great. Holy. So you guys are competitive outside of Fort McMurray then?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, big time.
Okay, nice. All right, listen, class changes happen, so it's going to get a little bit noisy. But before, we're going to keep going, though, because I don't care.
Yeah.
But before we keep going, got to give a big shout-out to a sponsor. Her name is Carrie from Patchouli Rose. Carrie, take it away.
Hi, it's Carrie with Patchouli Rose. Come and check out my new retail location at Corridor Shops and Events downtown on Manning Avenue, and come check out all the other local vendors.
And we're back. All right. So go-to fast food restaurant Fort McMurray.
Ooh, go-to fast food restaurant. I'm going to say McDonald's, just the easy way to go. Come on.
What's your go-to order at McDonald's?
Sausage and egg McMuffin with a poutine.
Sausage? Did you hear that, Tanner? You can leave that open. It's all good. Sausage and egg McMuffin with a poutine at McDonald's. That is an awesome random order. How did you stumble across this gem?
I actually don't know. I just tried it one time and it's just been my thing, at least for the sausage and egg McMuffin. For the poutine, I've always been a huge fan. So.
Okay, listen, that's a good thing Tanner doesn't have a mic right now, because we talk about food a lot here, and he thinks that the McDonald's poutine is trash. I've never had it.
I think it's the worst poutine. I don't think it's trash. I think it's the worst. Poutine.
Okay, so why do you think it's a good poutine? I've never tried it. Like, convince me why I should go with McDonald's poutine.
I love their fries.
Okay.
It's honestly the fries that do it for me.
Do you think the fries hold the, like, gravy and the cheese together, though? On, like, because I... Listen...
The fries are the best.
They're
just not poutine fries.
So I love McDonald's. They're my favorite. So McDonald's can do no wrong in my eyes. McDonald's, feel free to sponsor the show. But do you feel that like the cheese and the gravy does well with the McDonald's fry?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. All right. Hey, listen. All right, so we're going to get back on track for a second. McDonald's sponsored the show. Santa's Anonymous. So why did you decide to get involved in this organization, like, in your last year and this year?
Helping little children has just been always such a big value of mine. And just, you know, giving back to the community. I just love helping out with all that type of stuff. And it was just such a great, like, place to be around. All the people involved are just amazing. And
yeah.
They really make you feel like you're part of something great, you know?
There
and that's just such a huge, important value to me.
That's awesome, man. All right, well, there. That's it. Now, before I cut you loose, so everybody gets a shameless shout-out or plug. So you got the mic, the camera, the lights. Have fun.
Shout-out to everyone involved in Santa's Anonymous. It's a great... Ever since I've joined, I've just been felt... I felt so welcomed by all the staff.
Awesome. Great. Well, Fort McMurray with Buffalo, the rest of the world. That's been another episode of the Max City Morning Show. Thank you very much for tuning in. Thank you very much for sitting down with us.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Big shout out to Noral Toyota as well as Carrie from Patchouli Rose. Thank you both for your ongoing support. I really do appreciate it. So does Tanner. Hope everybody at home is having a great day. And we'll see you tomorrow. Peace.
What a deadly old way to end another morning show. Later, boss.
Talk about quenching your ugly thirst.